This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. This week we return to our History of Meteorology series. We previously talked, Rick, about the initial focus on observations of barometric pressure, temperature, and wind. But how and when did actual forecasting come into play?
Of course, from kind of the non-Western science side, been weather forecasts around for a long time. Although, interestingly enough, the very first forecasts that I can find actually are not so much weather forecasts as seasonal forecasts. Things like Poor Richard's Almanacs. Almanacs in colonial America were a very popular publication, and they almost invariably include what we would call seasonal outlooks. And of course, the interest there was in agriculture. The idea of forecasting day-to-day weather came along really in earnest much later.
It seems like they went directly to the most difficult challenge. Seasonal forecasting remains extremely difficult, and oftentimes, even with all our technology, we do horribly at it.
That is very true. I have not seen the verification. How well did those forecasts from the 1730s for the upcoming growing season do? I'm going to guess they probably were not more skillful than we have today.
Right. And I wonder what they based them on. At least now we have a lot of tools.
You know, was that the caterpillar or, you know, the size of the butterflies in the spring? Hard to say just what tools were used in those, or if any tools, or were this just made up?
Well, in future shows, we'll talk about development of the science and technology forecasting relies on today. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.